One simple change can make every day epic. Switch to the new Optus prepaid Epic data plan today. It's a new day for prepaid.
Really interesting, Fev. Some official stats have just been released on
Love some official stats.
I knew you'd like this. See, it taps into your sports brain. Although it's about relationships, my realm. Now, these official stats reveal that that in 2006, divorces were initiated by over 90,000 wives, but by 2016, so 10 years later, that had fallen to only 65,000 wives. So that's 30,000 less.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, women. No, well, it's not. No, you've still got the divorce rate is still high, but women, the number of women who are initiating has dropped. And the reasoning behind this by the analysts who have delved into this gritty world of divorce, they've said that modern wives are turning their back on divorce in favour of keeping a marriage going, and that women are more likely to turn a blind eye to their husband's cheating. Really interesting. Now, they're saying this might be more and more because they're comfortable in their life. They're more, obviously, it's a financial setup that they're quite happy with, maybe, and they realise that rocking the boat. I mean, the more you see divorces, I guess the more you go, whoa, that's carnage. Maybe if we could, I could avoid that and just put up with his roving eye.
Or they just hate their husband and just don't worry about it.
Well, maybe. I mean, who knows? But I've always wondered this because, and I can only, you can only speak for yourself, can't you? And I couldn't, I'm not somebody that could ever turn a blind eye. I'd honestly rather be on my own than with somebody that was sleeping around.
Yes.
But I would be fascinated to hear from 131060, from any women who can relate to this, who are turning a blind eye, who know that maybe stuff is happening, but would rather let it go, rather live in ignorance than know what he may or may be up to.
We have a voice disguiser.
Yeah, we realise this is quite sensitive, and it's more just, you know, when you read stats like this, because we can all read the paper, but then you want to hear about it to know whether or not this is actually happening and to hear firsthand from women in Melbourne who are going through this. So we've got a voice disguiser. We can obviously make your or give you anonymity, change your name. But it'd just be really fascinating to get an insight into women who turn a blind eye and stay with their man despite
131060 is the number. We'll take your calls next.
1019 The Fox.
We just revealed these official stats out today that are saying that in a 10-year period, the number of women initiating a divorce has dropped by over 30,000. And there's a suggestion by the researchers or the analysts who have analysed the research that modern wives are turning their back on divorce and turning a blind eye to their husband's cheating for various reasons. Maybe it's they don't want to disrupt the family, there's financial security in staying together. There's many reasons why people, both sexes, will maybe turn a blind eye. And we're surprised by this. We did get quite a number of calls and we were running out of time, so we couldn't take everybody. But we've got Daniel on the line from Springvale. Hi, Daniel.
How's it going, guys? Can I just quickly say, big fan of the show, so thank you for having me on.
Oh, thanks, Daniel. It's lovely. Thank you for calling in, because this is a really it's a private, sensitive topic. So we, you know, thank you. It's very brave of you to talk about your own relationship, because you're
absolutely.
We were talking about women turning a blind eye to cheating. Now you're a guy. Now you've called through because you right now are turning a blind eye to your cheating partner.
Yeah. Yeah, so basically the story is the missus goes out on the weekend with her girlfriends, which is all sweet, that's all fine. I'm usually out with the boys, but on multiple occasions I've been catching her hooking up with other dudes. It's not much more than that, but obviously I consider that cheating. So it's not the one guy, which I don't know if that makes it better or worse, but yeah, just multiple guys hooking up. And what can I do? I've been with her for such a long time. I value the relationship. I'm going to stay in it. We live together. We have a lot of stuff under our names. The boys want me to leave.
So it's an inconvenience to break up. Have you brought it up with her about her being with other guys?
We've had a couple arguments in the past because it's been going on for a while now, closer to like 2 years. But now it's just very general. You know, I try not to get too specific because it just leads us into a terrible place. We just argue and shit, break a lot of stuff.
Daniel, so can you
it's not avoid it?
A couple of I do want to ask you two questions. One, have you, when you say you've caught her hooking up with other guys, have you actually seen her?
Oh, yeah, so I was just basically at the pub over in the city with a few of my boys, and just it's late a.m., giving the missus a call, no answer. I'm thinking, whatever, she's kind of been here at home soon anyways. We usually rock up around the same time, if we're out at different times on that certain day. And I'm just walking down Bourke Street, there she is, you know, just with some bloke just hooking up, just on the metal chairs, man.
Daniel, how did you hang back? Did you run up and, excuse me, that's my girlfriend,
nah,
my wife?
Nah, well, without getting into too much detail of that night, it was a very hard decision, but I turned on my back.
Well, Daniel, thank you for sharing. That is, a lot of people will be stunned by that, and it's interesting that you find yourself in a situation where you can't do anything about it. And second to that, the only thing I would advise is maybe go out together on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
Maybe just don't do the girls and boys thing. Say, honey, let's go out for dinner.
They're more like housemates.
Yeah, that's
then
a
partners.
Real shame.
It's interesting.
I know it's funny, Feb, because on this show we often talk to women in these situations,
yes.
And I feel like reaching out to Daniel and going, Daniel, you deserve better. Mm. You actually deserve better than that, Daniel. You need to find somebody that'll love you and
Daniel's
be yours.
Girl's getting the cake and eating it as well. Like she's getting the best of both worlds. It's not fair on Daniel, but yeah.
Thanks for your call, Daniel.
101.9 The Fox.
Feb, a very popular tourist destination has been closed. I've never been to Thailand.
Neither have I.
Of Melburnians go to Thailand for the middle of the year, get away to get some sun.
Interesting you talk about it then.
Well, what do you mean?
Thailand?
Yeah.
It's local.
Oh, no, see where I'm going.
Okay.
So Thailand's Maya Bay, which was made famous from the 2000 film The Beach with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes. They're in a cult.
I never saw it. In fact, I'm very surprised.
Beautiful water. This beach
where it was filmed has become a huge tourist destination over there in Thailand. And I wouldn't have thought it was a big enough film to warrant a big...
The Beach was a good film.
I never saw it, but it's not like Titanic, Leonardo. Like, it's okay, I guess. Anyway, they've closed this beach down. They've decided too many tourists. So now no one will be able to visit the beach. It's just for locals. That's a big call, isn't it?
Fair enough.
But, you know, it's funny. I often look at or imagine what it would be like to live in a big city like New York or Paris and be a local because, that would do my head in.
Times Square.
Like, imagine trying to get past the Louvre or the Eiffel Tower and go, just go away. Living in a tourist destination would be tough. And the fact that the Thai community have said, no, you're ruining our beach tourists, you're not allowed here anymore, I was then thinking, Fev, what about Melbourne? Because there are place spots in Melbourne that people may be sick of. I was going to say tourists, but it's not even tourists.
I don't think too many people are getting around that big Ferris wheel down in the Docklands.
No, that's just
what a waste of bloody money that is.
It's just so sad. Looking at it, every time I drive past, I go, "That's just sad, isn't it?"
Every Thursday, because when we do the footy show, the Docklands is down there, so you can see it. I'm just like, there's never anyone on it.
Yeah,
it's just sitting there in the middle of nowhere.
But see, I would argue that it's not even tourists that ruin some Melbourne, sites. I think it's just Insta people who just want to get a great selfie on the 1,000 steps. Because I've heard, not that I've done the 1,000 steps, but
only 980 or something.
Be counted.
Apparently. I've never been to it.
I don't mind that they rounded that up.
Yeah.
Like if it's 980 something, you want to round it up to 1,000, go for it. It's fair enough. But that is being ruined by people who just want to take a photo of themselves and pop it on Insta.
Blow Insta up.
Yeah. I know. Yes, I know we could blow Insta up. But 131060, what place around Melbourne is being ruined by tourists or people just all flocking there? Because Leon said to us before, now Leon's our executive producer.
This is interesting.
Now, Leon said to us, what about the Penguin Parade? And I said, well, that's Phillip Island.
That's
actually drawing people to the island and they make a lot of money through that. And then, Leon, what did you say? No, the Penguin Parade down in St Kilda. What?
Yeah. At the end of St Kilda Pier, there's a penguin colony.
There's not.
I reckon you've seen that last Sunday morning on your way home. Oh, there's the penguins.
13, 10, 60.
They weren't penguins, mate.
Leon. No.
Yeah, I will take you there. Just after sunset, at the end of St Kilda Pier, there's this huge sort of wall of rocks. There's a colony of penguins in there and they come swimming in.
Okay, here's the thing. Fev and I were both born in Melbourne. We've lived here for a very long time. I'm guessing I would know if there were penguins parading down at St Kilda Pier. But 13 10 60, if you can back Leon in, is there a penguin parade in St Kilda? But more importantly, what places are being ruined in our fair city by tourists or selfie mad people?
I reckon down Sorrento Way, Rye, Blair Gowrie, where we've both got places down there over Christmas. I reckon the tourists are go home.
That Melbourne back beach road, the old Melbourne road, well, that's a nightmare.
That's a nightmare. It literally takes an hour to go down that Rosebud Road. I reckon tourists literally go home.
I know.
Although I reckon we're wrecking it for them.
Do you know what? That could be another phoner. Just what roads are too congested?
Everyone in Melbourne.
13, 10, 60.
1019, The Fox.
What places have been ruined in Melbourne?
That's right, by tourists or people just wanting to get that perfect selfie for Insta. It's all the, you know, those, there's a lot of cafes or joints like in Brunswick Street, I'm thinking. There's one on Auburn Road in Auburn, just Hawthorne East, where they do those big walls of angel wings. In Richmond, I'm just thinking Bridge Road, there's a big, those wings, you know, where people stand in front of them, Fev, and they get a selfie.
There's a lane, or what's that lane in Melbourne?
ACDC Lane?
Yeah, that one. People get flocked to that.
Mm. Yeah, there you go. I mean, that's good, though. There's lots of restaurants. They love all that foot traffic. But anyway, we've got Catherine from Jambrook. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Catherine. What's been ruined in Melbourne because of too many people flocking to it?
Okay, so I'm from Jambrook, and we are at the end of the Puffing Billy line.
Ah.
Now, we love Puffing Billy. It brings great tourists and so forth to the town, which is great. People on the road, they don't know how to drive in the hills. Ugh. And they try to stop and like wave to the train on the side of the road. And I'm just trying to like do my groceries or whatever, and there's all these tourists, and it's been a little bit ruined. Jambrook's been a little bit ruined.
Oh,
so in other words, just give us your money and then just get out of there.
Pretty much, that's it.
You know what, Catherine, I've been meaning to go to, I want to take Trixie on Puffing Billy, so we'll be doing that soon, but I'll be sure not to stop and wave at anyone. I do not want you to not get to the supermarket on time.
I've been up there with Schnooksy and the kids.
Yeah, it's great.
So it's great, yeah, get on Puffing Billy, go up to Alinda, Sassafras.
Go Miss to Marble, Tesla's Tulip Farm.
The Cuckoo.
My first school excursion when I was in grade 3 was to Tesla's Tulip Farm up there. Still going. Jay!
50 years later,
Jay,
it's still going.
Barry, hi, Jay.
How are you guys? How are you?
Yeah, good, Jay. Now, what's been ruined in Melbourne because of two?
I'm not calling about the ruining in Melbourne. I'm actually back in Leon, and there is an actual penguin colony in St Kilda.
Okay, hang on a second, Jay. What do you mean? Like, where are they? How do we not know this?
Basically, they're near Luna Park. You go down a little boardwalk, and right at the end of the boardwalk, there's an extra bit of rocks, and you can actually... the penguins come right up to you. There's no fences, but you're not allowed to touch them. And there's about two or three guys that walk around with like, little red lasers because they're actually colourblind. And, yeah, you're not allowed to touch them.
Penguins are colourblind.
What are the people doing with the red lasers?
They put them in their eyes and, yes, that's how they guide them and stuff like that.
Well, so there are two or three patrolees looking after these penguins.
How do you know penguins are colourblind?
The actual guy told us who look after it.
Dogs are colourblind too.
Are they?
Well, apparently.
Yeah, but see, I don't understand
I agree. You and I are so alike.
How
do they colourblind. Get into their brain?
Yeah, exactly.
I love it, Fev. I've always thought exactly the same
thing. My mum, Kazza Mowat, said Leon is right.
So Kazza knows about the penguins.
Yeah, I didn't know about the penguins.
How can your mum knows? How did you not find out?
Don't know, because mum doesn't know much.
Fifi.
Oh, that's a terrible thing to say about your mum.
About Melbourne.
Well, she clearly knows more than you.
She does. I don't know much either.
Remember when you turned up to the golf club and your poor mum lost her job because of you?
Yeah, I know.
Ugh.
1019, The Fox.
Husey Tuesday.
Yay! We love our Husey Tuesday. And Husey, how are you today?
Really good, guys. I'm just fired up 100%. No doubt about it.
Well, you were a bit fired up yesterday, and we wanted to tap into that because similarly, we watched Barnaby Joyce, his interview on Sunday night. And did you notice yesterday, Husey, a lot of people were coming out and saying, that wasn't good enough. He wasn't asked all the hard-hitting questions. And did you see overnight Channel 7 have released, the
extra bits.
The extra bits.
Probably add that in.
What were they doing in the original?
Yeah, cutting out the good bits, that's the way to get rating success, no doubt about it. Yeah, I reckon they should have had $150,000 between the interviewer and Barnaby and Vicky, and every time they didn't answer a question, they just take 10K and say, no, you can
I was thinking, watching it, at what stage is Alex Cullen going to pull out the contract and go, mate, you signed it?
That'd be amazing, Hughie, if they did do that. They had 150 grand up on the board and the viewers got the votes. You got to tap in. Every time they didn't answer, 10 grand went off.
Exactly. So little Sebastian goes from the, you know, the top private school in Sydney to, you know, a public school in Dubbo. That's where he ends up.
Hey, congratulations on your weight loss.
Yeah, mate, I know that you, I've been inspired by you and your whole Jenny Craig campaign, Fev. So, you know, I think if Fev can do it, you know, I can do it. So, yeah. I mean, I'm not getting paid to lose weight, so that's probably an extra incentive for you.
Oh, you did it on radio, and you do get paid on radio.
Well, that's true, absolutely.
And for those who aren't up to date, how much did you lose in the month of May, Hughie?
1.5 kilos. And if I'm going to be really honest with the listeners, that was pretty much...
Hey.
I'm going to have
1.4,
don't worry. Oh, 1.4. I can round it up.
You can round it up.
Mate, come on, be honest.
Oh, God, you're a stickler for the rules, aren't you?
Good but to see that the blues boys don't stick together.
It was basically fluid in the last day. I didn't really drink any fluid for the last day.
You're doing my trick.
Did you, Hughie, how did, what work, because I sit next to this Adonis every day who teaches me everything I need to know about nutrition. What were the key tips to losing your 1.4.5 kilos?
Well, you just can't eat snacks. You've got to go no snacks, I believe. That's the only way to do it, you know. It's
all proportion.
Yeah, right. So you're like...
Proportion or portion size?
Portion size.
Yeah,
you've got to not... I mean, I used to, every time I had a meal, I'd, you know, have to, like, lie down for 4 hours like I was a snake who just, you know, swallowed some sort of large marsupial. So, you're right. If you eat less and you don't snack in between, for me, that's, yeah, you can lose weight. Yeah, it's possible. Anyone can do it, you know?
Yeah, that's a really astute point. Anyone can do it. So many don't, though, do they? Like, snacks are good.
It's all about food intake. It's nothing about exercise. It's 95% what you put in your mouth.
Yeah, but then some nutritionists say you need to, snacks are good, 6 meals a day. Like, keep eating.
Because I love watching people, Hughie, on Instagram and stuff that say, oh, I'm at gym, but I'm not losing weight. But then you see their last four posts and they're eating Maccas Hungry Jacks. But then they go to gym.
You can't outrun a bad diet, but you can run to McDonald's if you want to. So.
Thanks, Hughie.
Oh, thanks, Hughie.
Oh, you guys.
Right on, legend.
101.9. The Fox.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for Tradieoke.
The tradies of Melbourne. Sorry, Aaron, off you go. That was my bad.
Evan Byron on the Fox morning. no, continue.
No, you were doing the right thing, which was branding the show, and we need that. I mean, there's no billboards up at the moment, Fev, so how would people know we're even here if Aaron Rich, Flick the Switch, didn't brand the show?
That's exactly right, as I was showing you an Instagram message.
Yeah, there was a lot going on in my brain there. There's been lots of interesting chats off air this morning, but tradies of Melbourne, this is your moment where you call in and you perform a song, karaoke style. We celebrate you and some lucky tradie wins a brand new pair of Blundstones. Now we've got Nathan from Wantirna, Chippy. How are you, Nath?
I'm all right.
Yeah, great, Nath. What?
I love Trey. I'm all right.
Are you working at the moment?
No, it's on the way to Werribee to work.
Oh, great. Ooh. Okay, so you pulled over for a little bit of tradie-oke. What song are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to sing Back in Black by AC/DC.
Oh, yeah.
Back in Black. You ready, Nathan?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Go for it, mate.
All right.
Back in black, I hate the fact. I've been too long, I'm glad to be back. Guess I let loose from the noose. That's keeping me hanging about. I've been looking at the sky because it's getting me high. Forget the hurts because I never die. I got 9 lives, got flies, abusing every one of them and running wild because I'm back. Yes, I'm back. Well, I'm back. Yes, I'm back.
Okay.
When I'm back.
Okay.
Yay! Yay!
Nath, solid. I rate that so highly, Fev. He got into character.
He did. I think he used all his nine lives, though.
He did. Well done, Nath. Jake.
Is this Jake?
It's Jake, our insulation installer from Mount Martha.
I'll tell you what, I'm back in black, aren't I?
You are. Now, Jake, for listeners who aren't aware of this, this is, is it the third or fourth appearance on the show?
No, it would be asked the fourth, wouldn't it?
It would be the fourth. Now, you've been pipped at the post on three other occasions. You've yet to take home the prize.
You're the clubhouse leader at the moment, and you haven't even sung yet, Jake.
I reckon I'll do a better job when Greg's not in there.
So Byron may have been your Achilles heel, Jake. Now, what are you going to sing for us?
Oh, the Tiger.
Very appropriate, Jake. Now,
come on, Jakey.
Good luck, because you haven't walked away with the title any other day. Hopefully this is your day, Jake.
All right, here we go.
Off you go.
It's the eye of the tiger, it's the thrill of the fight, rising up to the challenge of our rival. And the last known survivor, stalks his prey in the night, and he's watching us all in the eye.
Here we go.
Oh, the tiger. Yeah. Bill, Bill, Bill. Bill, Bill, Bill. Bill, Bill, Bill. I said the eye of the tiger.
Jake, solid. Really well done. You've come back. You give it everything, Jake. Credit to you. Now, sit tight because we're still yet to hear from Chris from Endeavour Hills, whose trade is the tools department at the wind farm company. Well done, Chris. We haven't had anyone from the tools department from the wind farm company.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, great. Chris, how are you this morning?
Yeah, feeling great. Ready to smash another day.
We can't wait. Now, what song are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to sing I Believe in a Thing Called Love by The Darkness.
Great song.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that is a good song.
We all need a bit of love.
We do, Chris. What a wonderful sentiment. And now this is your moment to shine. Off you go.
Let's go. Touching you. Touching me. Touching you. Ah, you're touching me. I believe in a thing called love. Just listen to the rhythm of my heart. You'll be there to make it now. We'll be rocking in the sun now.
Where's the guitar?
Well done, Chris.
Oh, Chris, I enjoyed that. I thoroughly enjoyed that. Now,
can we just chuck Jake back on for a sec? Richie flicked the switchy.
Jake's
hey, Jakey.
G'day, mate.
Sometimes you go by life with the three P's. It's persistence, perseverance always pays off. You're the winner, Jakey.
Oh,
congratulations.
Wow.
The absolute legend.
There you go, mate. Have
well
some Blundstones on us.
I owe you a beer, mate.
Well done.
I mean, can I say, I do think Jake had his toughest competition this morning.
No, he didn't.
Nathan was a perfect, he was Angus Young in person. Like, that was incredible.
Everybody can do that like that.
Chris from Endeavour Hills, that was one of the most creative performances we've ever had in a segment.
Everyone has a crack. It's all about having a crack, but not everyone's a winner in this world, boxing.
I'm
sick of everyone getting every prize.
I know. I just want Chris
pick
and
one
Nathan
winner
to know they were very good too.
Yeah, and they can always come back because it was Jake's fourth time.
Yeah.
As I said, persistence, perseverance. Always pays off.
Didn't know
off.
Where you were going with the peas.
Keep it here.
The three peas, mate.
Bev and Byron.
Inspirational.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, we're just getting to know our good mate Aaron Rich. And as you do.
Flick the switch. He'll be flicking it soon, by the way. We're flicking it on a Tuesday just
bringing
for fun.
Bringing the weekend early.
Yeah, bringing the weekend on early. And why not? But we just in between the songs and stuff, people in the car, they listen to the song. So we just thought we'd get to know Aaron a little
bit.
We've
had a good chat before.
Because Aaron sits in his office by himself over there in another studio and just plays music and he's got no one really
he's
talk
a sol-
to.
You're a solo radio announcer.
Which would be tough.
And
it's
now you're
hard,
part of our little team here, Aaron.
And I found out an interesting stat. And we like stats.
We love them.
And there was a survey of two. It was us.
Yep.
And we asked little Aaron Rich a few questions and we asked about his girlfriend. He's having a girlfriend.
Jules,
we know
the
Jules,
lovely
a lovely
Jules.
Girl.
Is she listening?
No, she'll be at work now.
Oh, that's a shame.
She has, though, for the last couple of days.
That's
maybe it's
a good thing, maybe it's a bad thing. And we realised that you've been with Jules for 8 years. And we did say eight's a great number.
Yes.
And I said, oh, so you're engaged. Well, Fee said, you're engaged. And you said, no.
No.
And there was last weekend, you took your girlfriend down to the coast.
Yeah, down
for a nice
Moines
little trip.
Peninsula.
I heard she was pretty upset you didn't pop the question. She might have thought it was coming.
Have you got the inside scoop or something?
Yes. What's happening here? Why haven't 8 years is a long time.
Well, I mean, then I'm locked in. No, I joke. You know what? It's so expensive. Like, it's genuinely so expensive.
Yeah, you can just do the registry. Just go into the registry in the city. You
don't
even
have to do
the wedding.
You can pop the question, mate.
But you
want to
make it fun, don't you?
You can still be engaged.
You want to make it, like, you want to make it special. I personally want to do it once.
I've never seen you
roll
back. You're on the back foot here. You're really stuttering.
Aaron, if you've seen a lot of cop shows, you'd know that what happens is we're both in here, the two interrogators. Good cop just made you feel really good about this. Now, bad cop's coming in. Aaron, there's a 3-year rule. How
is
did
there?
You get past 3 years? Yeah, how?
It's the first I've heard of it.
Eight years is a long time.
I'm worried that if you don't consider popping the question soon, she's going to flick the switch on you. Flick the switch off.
101.9 The Fox.
Fev and I have taken you under our wing. We're concerned that you've been with your girlfriend Jules for 8 years.
Yeah.
No sign of an engagement.
No.
And we're worried that this is all about to fall over because she'll go, what am I wasting my time?
I know. He's very adamant too. No.
Yeah.
No.
But you have been beaten by somebody. Yeah, Sarah from Sky. Hi, Sarah.
Oh, my God. Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good. Sarah, I believe you've been waiting for a proposal.
I have been waiting 17 years.
17 years?
So what's gone on there?
I have no idea.
Do you have chats? Do you walk past Zammels and go, look at those fancy rings? Like, do you never drop the hints?
All the time. I have all the time.
Sarah, have you ever thought about asking him?
I did, actually.
Oh.
Yep. A few years ago now, I did, yeah.
And he said no?
Pretty much. He's like,
why?
Oh, really?
Is he not into marriage, maybe? Is it?
Sorry?
Is he not into weddings and marriage?
Well, he has. He's been married once before, or twice before, sorry.
Twice before.
Stay away
from... he's been married twice before, and yeah, so he's not interested in it.
But
personally, I've never been married, though.
Well, Sarah, the big question is, are you happy in the relationship?
Sorry?
Are you happy in the relationship?
She could be happier.
Oh, put a ring on that finger and she'd be happier,
I don't know.
Phoebe Fevin.
I'm tempted to say walk.
Yeah.
Well, those 17 years.
It's a long time.
It's a lifetime.
101.9 The Fox.
Hey, Fev.
Yes.
You know how I get to sit here every morning in this cozy studio with you for three hours and the rest of the day I basically just sit there on my lounge room couch and I go, what's he doing? And I get on Insta. And I just stalk you on Insta stories and watch everything you do. It's like you're never out of my reach.
Yes.
How creepy does that sound?
It's very creepy.
I just get bored occasionally and flick through Insta stories. That's the truth. And last night I couldn't help but notice what was going on. You turned your house into a massage parlour.
Oh, yes, I did. I did.
What's going on?
Well, we did the rave yesterday how I was going to retire because I'm really sore and my body's cooked.
It's not. You're not retiring, not giving up.
Yes, well, I think it's about time that this old 37-year-old just hung up the boots. Because I am sore, I can't walk, the family, Snooksy, and everyone just... Because I'm a whinger.
Yeah, yeah,
I whinge
I'll pay
a lot, and I think the family's fed up with me going, oh, okay, I can't even walk up the stairs. But anyway, we did this right. Anyway, I got a message on Facebook from a guy called Matt Murray, who is a myotherapist. He used to work at the Richmond Footy Club.
I like the sound of that.
Yes. Myos are really good. There's physios,
what do you do?
Myo.
What's a myo?
They do like cupping and needling and deep tissue massage.
Yeah.
And he said he was working in the area that he does Monday to Friday, Monday, Wednesday. So I said, yeah, come over.
Swing by.
And he set up the chair in the rub down bench in our lounge room. Schnooksy sat on the couch and had her tea and Lulu was playing her DS. Watching the project and I just got a little massage with some deep needling and I feel amazing.
That's great.
It cost me, but
no,
it was all right.
It looked good. It did look, it was funny because I was just in the kitchen and I just put my banana choc chip muffins in the oven. And I was standing in the kitchen and I was watching that going, oh, that looks really good. And I was thinking, oh, he's living the life, isn't he? And as I
But how good
out,
is that, though? It comes to my house.
Great.
I don't have to go anywhere. It's amazing.
I mean, mobile massage, it's not new. I mean,
I've never,
people do that for a living.
Okay.
But anyway, there I was in the kitchen. I just made my muffins, Fev, and I thought, oh, I'm going to bring these in tomorrow morning. I know I'm the slice queen and I've gone off brief for a minute, but I love these muffins. But I did something wrong. And I remember when I pulled them out of the oven and I looked at them and went, what's gone on? They're heavy. They're like rocks. They're a bit dry.
Too busy on Insta stories and you left them in there too long.
That could have happened. And then out of the blue, like my phone went beep, beep. And I went, oh, hang on, who's this? Look down at my phone. In my hour of need in the kitchen, Donna Hay just texted me out of the blue. We're mates, whatever. And she texted me about something quite separate to all of this. Anyway, and I responded to the question she asked me. But
so who's Donna Hay, for people that don't know?
I can't even. Are you
I don't
kidding?
Really know.
Are
you I've kidding? Seen the magazine. Is it? She's
she'd
a cooker.
She's a cook.
Chef.
Yeah, she's a cook. I don't actually know if you'd call Donna a chef. She's a cook. She has the Donna Hay cookbook. She has Donna Hay everything. Donna Hay.
Her books are incredible.
I don't even know how to explain her.
Okay.
But she's very good at cooking. Anyway, I said to her, while I've got you, Donna, I've just made my banana choc chip muffins and they've come out dry and they're a mess. And then it was like my guardian angel, she just wrote back, top a little bit of maple syrup on each one and no one will ever know.
Oh, cook cheats.
How's that? You stuff up in the kitchen.
Did you do
Donna
it?
Donna Hay contacts you. Ah, no, I haven't bothered yet.
101.9 The Fox.
Aaron Rich, Flick the Switch, who's done an amazing job. Byron's been off for three shows.
It's been a great three-day relationship.
Hasn't it? We almost don't want to say goodbye.
No, we don't have to.
Look, Byron is up for contract renewal and we will take that into consideration. You've done a great job. Aaron Rich, I'm not going to lie, management are not up for this. We decided, okay, it's a Tuesday and it's early in the week. And maybe it's too soon to flick the switch because every Friday afternoon at about 2:40 p.m. you flick the switch to start the weekend.
Does that mean we can have tomorrow off?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe.
They're already looking at us through the window going, no, you can't do this. You can't get rowdy at 5 to 9 on a Tuesday morning.
Or
but
can we?
Aaron, Rich, flick the
this
switch.
This is your moment.
This is your last show.
Should we do it?
And we've got all the guys in the studio. Flick the switch!
Flick the switch! Flick the switch!
Let's get rowdy.
Flick the switch! Are you watching
us? Switch. Let's do it.
Come on and turn me on.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Fifi, Fev and Byron and DJ Snake bringing the weekend.
Aaron, that was in honour of you filling in for Byron for 3 days.
Thank you.
We've loved you flicking our switches every day. It's been really fun.
It's been so much fun. No, honestly, guys,
thanks,
thank
Aaron
you so
Rich.
Much for having me on the last few days. It has been so much fun.
You have been a delight.
It's been so easy to wake up at 5 in the morning, at 4:30 in the morning and come and be in the studio. You guys have made it so much fun. So thank you.
Oh, you're so sweet. And you know why we're really milking this right now? Because Byron is currently in a taxi on the way back from the airport and he'll be listening and he'll be going, am I good? Have I got a job? What's happening here? Why do they love him? Why do they love him so much?
Richie's rad tunes instead of Greggy's groovy tunes.
Yeah,
I love it. I like that.
Never take a day off in radio, Byron. I think that's what you've learnt. Anyway, thanks, Richie.
Thank you.
We'll see you in the afternoon, obviously. Not today.
Not today. Back tomorrow at 12 o'clock.
Excellent. You're flicking a switch.
Have a great day, guys. Chief.
One simple change can make every day epic. Switch to the new Optus prepaid Epic data plan today. It's a new day for prepaid.